This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Lately, you almost can't pick up a new work of fiction without some character crawling out of the grave or casting a spell. Authors we used to call serious and literary, by which we always also meant realistic, are suddenly writing about the magical and supernatural. Colson Whitehead has a zombie novel coming out next month. Tom Perrotta, who wrote the novel Little Children, has a new one about life on Earth after a rapture-like miracle. And there are many more. These writers are bringing literary ambition to genres that were once considered lowbrow. So is old-fashioned fiction on the way out? Lev Grossman is a serious book critic and literary novelist, but his big breakthrough came 2 years ago with The Magicians, a novel about a young wizard. The sequel, The Magician King, just came out and is already a bestseller.
Quentin had grown up a regular, non-magical, non-royal person in Brooklyn, in what he still, in spite of everything, thought of as the real world. He thought Fillory was a fiction, an enchanted land that existed only as the setting of a series of fantasy novels for children. But then he'd learned to do magic at a secret college called Breakbills, and he and his friends had found out that Fillory was real.
This fiction has been described as Harry Potter for grown-ups. Lev Grossman was born into a family of serious New England professors. I asked him how he got here.
I think that I had to come out to myself as a fantasy writer at the advanced age of 35. There was a very long nerving myself up period to the point where I could sit down and write a sentence about a young man who was casting a magic spell.
Yeah.
The first time you write that sentence, and I've talked to other fantasy writers about this, it's a transformative moment and sort of not unpainful.
And did you have presumably you went through a process of saying, okay, all these people at Yale are going to look down on me, and all these, you know, the people who are like my parents are going to think I'm trashy. To hell with it.
Well, you have to embrace that, right? You have to get excited about it and think, stuff them, and it's this sort of wonderful quasi-Oedipal rebellion.
Yeah.
You feel like you're breaking rules, and
right.
I don't think I'd broken a single rule in my life as a writer up until that time. And
so, it was your rock and roll moment.
It was. It was my punk moment, is what it was.
Let's say a listener has dipped into 5 or 10 of the books that perhaps a teenage child of theirs has and says, okay, I get what this is, assuming those are random books off the fantasy shelf. How do yours differ from those specifically?
Well, I think there's a kind of, I don't want to say a moral complexity exactly, but, well, a moral complexity to my books. One of the things that it was very important to me to do was to subtract an element from the usual fantasy equation, and that element was the figure in the book who is the incarnation of ultimate evil.
Uh-huh.
It was very important to me that there was no Sauron or Voldemort
or
White Queen in these books because, as much of a pain in the ass as Voldemort is for Harry, he acts as a kind of moral compass for everybody in the book.
That's interesting.
Harry, when he gets up in the morning, he knows what side he's on and he knows what his job is. He knows what magic is for. His magic is to defeat the Dark Lord. When Quentin, the hero of the Magicians and the Magician King, gets up in the morning, he's always trying to figure out what side he's on. And his story is a very different story from Harry's. It's much less about using magic to defeat evil and much more about trying to figure out what the hell magic is for.
What do you think of this true trend of heretofore serious literary writers going into genre?
Yeah.
Do you feel as though it's mostly, I want to do this because it's fun and interesting, or is it also, these people sell a lot more books than I do?
I would never speculate as to the motivations of writers who cross over. I do, feel as though sometimes when I read those crossover books, there is a slight unwillingness on the part of the writers to drop all of their bullshit and fully embrace their identity as genre writers. I feel as though sometimes, and I don't want to name names, but there are literary writers who pick up these tropes and sort of, you know, they cling on to them while also trying to keep one foot on that safe shore of reality and kind of have it all. I want them to just, you know, just let it all go, you know, just go with the pleasure of it and the enjoyment of it and just fall in love with the kind of storytelling vigor of genre.
The current boom in fantasy specifically, I wonder if it's coincidence or if you think it's coincidence that it coincides with the post 9/11 decade.
Something happened. Around the turn of the millennium, something happened. We were, as a nation, obsessed with the future and technology and science fiction, Star Wars, Star Trek, The Matrix, The X-Files, all through the 90s. And then something did change. And it was Harry Potter. It was Lord of the Rings. It was Narnia. It was Twilight. But we have taken an interest in something other than that stuff. I don't know if it's the past. I don't know if it's the natural world.
Or getting away from this mess we're in.
Or anything but that stuff. I think we're changing the way we think about progress and technology. And I think the questions we're asking now have a lot more to do with fantasy than they do with all that other stuff.
Really? So you think actually fantasy expresses the deepest uncertainties and longings, that it's not just about, oh, let me get away from news?
Fantasy is not about escapism. And I apologize for bridling slightly, but this is a hobby horse of mine.
I can imagine.
You look at fantasy, the characters in fantasy, it's not as if because they have access to, for example, magic, that magic solves all their problems. Not at all.
No, in your novel, The Magician King, it creates profound new problems.
Even in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
He thinks going to Hogwarts is the end of all his problems. It's just the beginning. Fantasy is not about escaping from your problems. It's about re-encountering them in a transformed state so that at first you don't recognize them. But the issues you're grappling with in fantasy, I think, are just as real.
A serious guy like you writing fantasy fiction seems part of a larger thing that's going on in the culture, has been for some decades, of contemporary classical music that doesn't make people uncomfortable and serious paintings that are figurative again. And in your case and others, novels with exciting plots. It's all part of the same thing, no?
I think that's a real phenomenon. I think American culture developed a really neurotic attitude towards pleasure in a way. I think there was almost a sense that if you were enjoying a book too much, then you were doing it wrong.
Yeah, if you weren't confused a little.
Well, you know, the level of discomfort and the amount of work you're having to do, there was a time, I think, when that was a real marker of, you know, that you were experiencing authentic culture. And, you know, goodness knows where that came from. I think it probably has a lot to do with sort of social anxieties. Literature became a status marker, a class marker, in a way that probably wasn't very good for it.
Yeah.
I think what's been happening recently is that we've been getting over our suspicions about plot and kind of falling back in love with it.
Lev Grossman, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lev Grossman's new novel is called The Magician King, and it's out now.